households normally rely on cows and goats for milk products right now, where there's still good water around. And so when the cows and the goats go away, the availability of milk definitely vanishes with it. And then secondly, those livestock are moving into areas and they're being exposed to diseases that they've never been exposed to before. In particular, East Coast fever, which is in Lake State and in the Equatorias. So we think that the livestock are also going to suffer, and that will in turn reduce the availability of livestock products for people. So we know in many of these areas, people are only relying on fish. And for us at FAO, our response strategy is very much so oriented to helping people to get more production. So how do they have rapid maturing vegetable seeds, lightweight fishing kits that they can take with them in case they get flooded? How do we help to control and detect the animal health threats?
Given the situation on ground, what strategies are you laying in order to overcome such a risk?
Yes, we've been very involved in developing a strategy and implementing it from the first days of the crisis. Our FAO office did not close. We stayed with a core of staff here in Juba. Our three offices in Bor, Bentu, and Malakal have been looted, and we're trying to do our best to recover what we can and reestablish our work in those states. And now we're at the point where we are really accelerating our response strategy. We're currently emptying our warehouses to provide assistance to any of the populations we can reach, but our most significant problem is a lack of funding. FAO has appealed for $77 million in emergency assistance, and we have well less than 10% of that being provided. So we really need donors to contribute robustly to our appeal so that we can intervene with these emergency livelihood kits, which provide immediate fish, vegetables, crops, and preserve animal health.
You just mentioned that most of the population, especially in the three affected states, are actually relying on fish now. How do they get it? Have you given them some equipment to get enough amount of fish that can feed them?
We haven't given enough by any stretch of the imagination. And so the emphasis right now is on procuring additional fishing equipment and getting it into the country and out into the affected populations as soon as we can. We had a good number of fishing kits already in these areas before the crisis, and those kits have all now been stolen. But I think to look at that on the bright side is there's only one thing you can do with fishing equipment, which is to fish. So somebody is fishing with our equipment, and that's a good thing. But now, of course, we need to be able to be more targeted in our distribution so that the vulnerable communities have more access to fish.
Rainy season is approaching. How do you see the prospect of cultivation in the three affected states?
We're significantly concerned about the agriculture crop outlook. When people have to be displaced, they lose access to their key seeds. They lose access to the input. Sometimes the households get fragmented and they don't have the labor that they need in order to farm. Sometimes they don't feel safe enough to farm. Those are all concerns that we have about the upcoming agriculture season. But we also know that the South Sudanese are expert at farming in insecurity. Unfortunately, in your history, you have had to produce food under the most god-awful circumstances. And so we know that there is a resilience in these communities, that if they can be provided with a minimum of support of seeds and tools, we do know that the women particularly will go out and try and plant. And if the rains are favorable, they will get some production. But of course, they'll never grow all of the food that they need in these states under the best of circumstances. The livelihood systems are very diversified. You have some livestock, fish, some crops. You might also have someone in the family who hunts. And then there's a lot of reliance on the market, wage labor, for example. So the strategy has to help support all of these aspects of the coping strategy in order for there to be household food security. And each one of those coping strategies has been really seriously affected by this crisis.